Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
From 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31, whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. In 1643, the Houses of Parliament in England abolished the way the Church of England was governed. An assembly of 121 ministers and 30 lay people was called at Westminster Abbey to rebuild the English Church. The documents coming out of that six-year assembly are some of the most famous in church history. The first question in the shorter Westminster Catechism reads, what is the chief end of man? Answer, to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. The implications of that question and answer are profound in their simplicity, and if you're wise, you'll make them a blueprint for your life this coming year. Glorify God, obey God, enjoy God. When you know your life is glorifying God, you enjoy his presence. But when you know your life is not glorifying God, you tend to avoid him. And that's bad, because without God's presence in your life, what are your chances of true success? Not good. As you look back on last year, are there things you regret because you know that God was not glorified in them? Well, God has given you a new year to do things differently. And if you're making New Year resolutions, base every one of them on the foundation of the Scripture. Whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. If you follow that rule, you will stay on the right path and you'll have the peace and joy of knowing your life is pleasing to the Lord. Whatever circumstances may arise, you will face them with peace and confidence, knowing that God is with you. From Vision's Word for Today, this year, glorify God and enjoy Him.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.